Hey, this is Stacey Gatsoulias.
DC Lundberg.
Ryan Finkelstein.
Taylor Blake Ward.
Host of Locked On Yankees.
Locked On Mariners.
Locked On Mets.
Locked On Angels.
And you're listening to Locked On Braves.
Locked On Braves.
Locked On Braves.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome back to, forget all that. The Braves are going to the World Series. Can you believe it? This team has done it. They beat the Dodgers in Game 6. They take down the defending champions, and your Atlanta Braves are going to the World Series. Hey, welcome back to Locked On Braves, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, where we talk about your favorite teams every day. I am your host, Jake Mastriani. You can follow me on Twitter at shortstopball. Check out my bio there to see everywhere I am covering the game of baseball, including your National League champion Atlanta Braves over at TomahawkTake.com. And thanks for making Locked On Braves your first listen every day. We post episodes daily, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Special weekend episode here with the Atlanta Braves punching their ticket to the World Series. And Locked On Braves is free and available on all platforms. Make sure you subscribe and follow at Locked On Braves and subscribe to the Locked On Braves podcast wherever you get your podcasts, because we are about to ramp this thing up with the Braves going to the postseason. Can you believe it? Your Atlanta Braves World Series bound. We are about to get into all of it from Game 6. Really just looking back at this entire series, how everything has gone. Really going to be a lot of me rambling in this episode, but I'm just so pumped up. I'm so excited for this Atlanta Braves team, for this fan base, finally getting back to the World Series, finally getting past the Los Angeles Dodgers, and we are going back to the World Series. Let me calm down for a second. Let's take an ad break, and we're going to come back and dive into everything from Game 6. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes, and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. All right, guys, coming just off the game ending here, the excitement level is still through the roof right now for this team. I'm not going to lie to you. I've been a Braves fan for a long time, watching the Braves fan for a really long time. I've seen all the disappointment. Fortunately, I was there in 95. I can remember Marquise catching that last out, so I still have that good memory of the Braves winning a World Series, but we have been through a lot since then. And I mean, don't get me wrong, this franchise has had a lot of winning. It could be a much worse, but getting back to the pinnacle, getting back to the World Series, getting back to where you feel like you have a chance to win a World Series, it has been a long time coming. We've had a lot of disappointments, a lot of setbacks. I'm not going to lie, even being up 3-1, I did not feel all that great about this team with what they were up against in the Dodgers, but they came through. Everybody's been saying it. I've been saying it, but still in the back of my mind being a little bit skeptical, but this team is different. They are built different, and they get it done. And, you know, a lot was made about what happened last year against the Dodgers, 2018, when the Braves started this run with this group, the Dodgers just completely outclassed them in that series. It's really just felt like it's got to be the Dodgers to get past it. I always use it with the basketball analogy. You go back to Michael Jordan having to get past the Pistons before he could start his run of championships. It just feels like the Dodgers are that team that's been holding us back from getting over that hump. And I know I've said that a lot, but that's just really what it feels like with this team. And so to get past them, get past this hurdle that is the Dodgers, that is huge. I can't tell you enough how big of it is. It probably means more to the fans. I don't think the players feed into it as much, but I know for me, from a fan's perspective, just mentally getting past the Dodgers is absolutely huge. You feel like you can take a breath of fresh air. But they still have more work to do, as I'm sure the players are talking about in the clubhouse. Maybe not tonight, maybe not right away. They'll enjoy this one, but got to get right back at it because you got the Houston Astros coming up in the World Series. But let's break down Game 6. Let's go through some of the biggest moments of this game because it wasn't a runaway by any means. This game was very tight. Braves got a run early on. They honestly were squaring up Walker Buehler a lot to begin this game, and I guess I should go back and start with that because we haven't talked on the podcast since the news, but Max Scherzer scratched from Game 6. Arm still was dead, still fatigued, so Walker Buehler moves up on 3 days rest. And the Braves were hitting him hard early. They had the unfortunate double play from Freddie Freeman in the first inning. Otherwise, that inning could have been much bigger. Maybe Buehler gets pulled much earlier. But as it is, they got one run off him in the first, and then he kind of settled in there for a while until the fourth inning when Eddie Rosario came up. And really, you got to go back even before that. You had the walk by Travis d'Arnaud after falling behind 1-2. And then a huge call by Brian Snitker, one that I'll be honest, I don't know that I would have made to take Ian Anderson out of that game. I really wanted one more inning from Ian Anderson, but at the same time, you know, he had kind of started to struggle, waver a little bit, had given up a run, and allowed the Dodgers to tie the game up. So a great call by Brian Snitker to pinch hit for Ian Anderson in the bottom of the fourth. Adriana gets the broken bat double. And then you know who, Eddie Rosario, NLCS MVP, comes through with the biggest hit of the season. The three-run homer gets a cutter coming in off Walker Buehler and just pulls it, keeps it straight, and hits the three-run homer. The place goes crazy. The Braves take a 4-1 lead in the bottom of the fourth, and that was absolutely huge. And, I mean, the game wasn't over by any means, and with what transpired afterwards, it certainly was not over. But that just felt like, a huge weight had been lifted. They had gotten that three-run homer. You know, we had talked about it, the fact that they would need that big home run, it seemed like, in order to win this game. You know, the Braves had a lot more chances to score in this game and really put this game away, but they weren't able to. We're not going to focus too much on that because we're keeping positivity on this podcast. But that was all the scoring for the Braves right there, was that that run in the first inning and that Eddie Rosario's three-run homer in the fourth. And that was it for the Braves. And they did. They had a lot of chances in this one. Had a couple of chances late in the seventh and eighth innings and just couldn't come through. 2-for-8 with runners in scoring position, 12 left on base. Now, again, the Dodgers were throwing out their best pitchers. You know, they had Trinan come in against Austin Riley. The bases loaded in a big spot there. Ended up being really huge at the moment. Didn't factor much into the outcome of the game, but they ended up having to only face Trinan for one batter. Then they had to pinch hit for him. So that was actually a pretty big spot in the game, and Trinan got a favorable call that struck out Austin Riley. But anyways, trying to keep it positive here. The Braves go scoreless the rest of the way. Things get interesting in the seventh inning. Brian Snitker goes to Luke Jackson. Luke Jackson allows 3 straight base runners to reach and make it a 4-2 game, and runners on second and third with nobody out, and in comes Tyler Matzek. And while Eddie Rosario was definitely the offensive MVP of this series, Tyler Matzek was certainly the MVP on the pitching side of things. Comes in, strikes out 3 straight batters, including Mookie Betts, to end the inning on 3 straight fastballs. I mean, just the biggest moment ever for a pitcher to come into and just absolutely wiped out the Dodgers hitter. Did not allow another run to score. So, I mean, those are the two. You can look at a game and you can get into the weeds and look at all the little things, you know, that went this way, went that way. But when you come down and break this game six down into, you know, 2 key plays, it's the Rosario 3-run homer, and it's Tyler Matzek getting out of that seventh inning jam. I mean, that is the game right there. Those guys were so huge for the Braves in game 6 and lifting them to that win. We're going to take one more break, and then we'll come back and continue talking about this game 6 and the Braves reaching the World Series. The show is also brought to you by our friends at Built Bar. If you're looking for a fantastic tasting protein bar, then look no further. Built Bar has a ton of flavors and a wide variety of flavors at that. It's not just your regular chocolate chip, fudge, or cookies and cream. They have a bunch of different flavors, from coconut, almond toffee, mint, cookie dough chunk, dark chocolate raspberry, a ton of really interesting, really cool flavors you don't normally get in protein bars. Something that's going to give you a very unique taste, something that tastes good. And what I appreciate is they're not hard as a rock like a lot of the other protein bars out there. Has a soft middle, so it's very easy to chew and easy to get down. Most of them only have about 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, so whether you like to take them before a workout, after a workout, as a meal replacement in the morning, or whether just a snack for you like they are for me, you can eat them anytime. I can't tell you enough how good they are, especially for a protein bar. So go to BuiltBar.com today. Try a bunch of different flavors to figure out which ones are your favorites. Go to BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code LOCKEDON15 for 15% off your next order. Go to BuiltBar.com today. Use the promo code LOCKEDON15. So again, there's a lot more that I could get into in Game 6, but honestly, a lot of that would probably be negative, and I don't want to talk about that because we are talking about what the Braves did. And, well, okay, let's talk about another positive here. You talk about another positive. You know, Brian Snitker made the bold decision to pinch hit for Ian Anderson in the bottom of the fourth, which paid off huge. And then you bring in A.J. Minter and let Minter go 2 innings. I talked about this, you know, on a podcast, a couple of podcasts ago. You got to ride the hot hand, and A.J. Minter has been dominant in the postseason. So you bring him out there for the fifth. He looks good. You bring him back out there for the sixth as well. Loved that move. I'm not going to lie. In our Tomahawk take, Chad, I wanted Matzik coming back out for the ninth. He made it look so easy in those seventh and eighth innings. You got a chance to go to the World Series. I wanted Matzik back out there, but that's probably why I'm not a manager. Will Smith comes in. He gets the job done. Big props to Will Smith. Has not had the best season, and he comes through right there on the biggest stage of the year so far and has a pretty easy 1-2-3 at ninth inning to send the Braves to the World Series. What a play by Dansby Swanson to end it. Has not been great offensively, although he had a big hit late in the game there, a two-out hit to try to get another rally going. But what a play by Dansby Swanson. The defense has not let up at all this year, even if his offense may have at times. Love having Dansby Swanson at shortstop for that very reason. Huge play right there to end it, not allow that tying run to come to the plate. So just a lot of big things in this game. But again, when it comes down to it, it's the Rosario at bat. And again, you can break it down with the TDA walk before that, the pinch hitting for Adrianza leading to that home run, all just huge spots in this game. And, you know, you go back to the first inning as well. I said they scored the run, but, you know, after the double play, they could have very easily folded that inning. But Ozzie comes up with a double. Riley is able to hook a ball down the left field line for a double to score a run and get on the board. And that was big, too. It allowed Ian Anderson probably a little breath of fresh air. And he had a good first inning. And I thought Ian Anderson was good. That's why, you know, I really wanted him to come back out for that fifth inning, because then it set you up for, you know, Minter, Matzik, Jackson, Smith, the rest of the way. But again, good call by Brian Snitker. That's why I'm doing podcasts and not managing the Braves right now. So good call by Snitker, and a game-changing, series-changing, momentum-changing call there. So a lot to get into in this game, but I just want to say how excited I am for this Brave team, how pumped I am for them to get this win, to beat the Dodgers, to get to the World Series for the first time in over 20 years. I can't wait for them to crank it up. So let's just go back real quickly and just kind of recap this series as a whole. The Braves undefeated at home in this series. Again, last year in this series, you didn't have that home field advantage. I thought the fans were very huge in this series. You got 2 walk-off hits in the first 2 games. That was very big right there. Go out to LA. It looks like, you know, into the eighth inning in that game, it looks like the Dodgers are just going to roll over and die. Braves have a 5-2 lead in the eighth inning, and then you know what happened there. The Cody Bellinger home run. Mookie Betts gets the go-ahead hit there, and the Dodgers jump back in the series. But this Braves team, as resilient as they have been all year long, come back, get a big 9-2 win in Game 4, and take a commanding 3-1 lead. Of course, at that point, everybody's saying that's what they had last year. Are they going to choke again? And in Game 5, what do? They get blown out by the Dodgers. But Dodger Stadium is a tough place to play. We said going out there, just needed to win one, come back to Atlanta for a chance to clinch. They come back home in game six, got Ian Anderson on the mound. You know, I said I'd like to get five innings out of him, two runs or less. You get four at one run, but Minter gives you those two innings. Matzik gets you two innings. Will Smith gives you another one. How about that? You finish off the game, last 15 outs, all lefties. They were huge in this series. We can talk about the fact going forward that the Braves do not have a right-handed pitcher that they can trust right now, and that is a problem, but we'll get into all that on a future podcast as we preview the World Series. But wanted to jump on here, give you a quick recap of Game 6 of the NLCS, and just share in the excitement with the Braves going back to the World Series. But we will have much more to come on podcasts coming up previewing the World Series. So make sure that you keep it locked here at Locked On Braves. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at @LockedOn_Braves. Follow me at @ShortstopBall. And make sure that you rate, review, and subscribe to the Locked On Braves podcast wherever you get your podcast. And we will talk to you next time.
Hey, this is Stacey Gottsoulias,
DC Lundberg,
Ryan Finkelstein,
Taylor Blake Ward,
host of Locked On Yankees,
Locked On Mariners,
Locked On Mets,
Locked On Angels,
and you're listening to Locked On Braves.
Locked On Braves.
Locked On Braves.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.